Hello, this is Laura Lee Martin with Seeds of Inspiration, a ministry of seedlings of faith. I've talked about how God sent the big fish to save Jonah from the storm of the sea, but also from his selfish, prideful self. Don't we have an amazing God? We have a God that will save a disobedient and stubborn man by using a great big fish. The next step of the journey, however, was to get Jonah to go where God wanted him to go. Jonah got a couple of days in the belly of a big fish to think about it. Granted, it was no meditation garden. It is not beyond the realm of consideration that it was a smelly and rough ride. But after you get over the initial shock of being inside a big fish, you might take a moment to rethink your current course of action. You might even thank God that you are alive. So the big fish burped him up on the beach, and Jonah went straight to Nineveh. I am sure Jonah wondered what other large animal God would send if he went off track on land. It was there, you see, in the wicked land of Nineveh, that the proclamation of a reluctant prophet brought a stubborn and disobedient people to know God. And no wonder Jonah was the man God called. Do you notice any similarities? Of all people, God called the stubborn and disobedient Jonah to save a town of people just like him. God has such a sense of humor. Have you ever been reluctant to do something good? Was it because you were too scared, too proud, too reluctant? Or perhaps there was something about you that God wanted to use in order to change the same thing in another person? Sometimes we need to watch out for that big fish. There's no telling what God's going to do.